The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And like always, we have a whole lot to cover tonight. So again, tonight at the helm, our head engineer is none other than the mighty Andrew.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, mighty Andrew. And then way out yonder, we have that Missouri preacher, the Parson Joe Larson.
You mean that highly unpaid professional assistant? If so, I'm here and ready to go to work.
And tonight we have a special guest with us here in the studio. She's like a rose between some thorns. So if she's the rose, you know who the thorns are, right? Okay. And Bevan Cormick, welcome to the program, Bevan.
Hello, everyone.
Okay. Bevan's going to be here. She's here to be very feisty. She wants to be real feisty because she's running for Congress for the 14th Congressional District.
For the 14th Congressional District, yep.
And she wants to run to D.C., hook up with people like Jim Jordan and Marjorie Greene, all of those activists, and she wants to fight, and she's ready to run the squat out. Right?
That's right.
You want to run the squat out? Okay. So, anyhow, we're gonna be talking all about that a little bit later. First of all, I got a couple of announcements to make because I promised the resistance chicks that I would make their announcements for them. So, if you're listening out there, resistance chicks, here you go. This coming this Saturday, April 30th, it's going to be candidates and speakers night, and that is going to be, wait a minute, yeah, from 6 to 8 p.m. It starts at 5, and then from 8 to 10 p.m., it's going to be revival and prayer. And that's going to be held at the Harvest Revival Center at 1488 Johnsville, Brookville Road in Brookville, Ohio. The zip there, if you're using your little machines to find the place, would be 45309. Now, again, we invite anyone who is running for a political seat in Ohio. That means you, Bevan.
Right.
You're invited,
okay,
along with all the patriots who love the state and our country and all the patriot pastors and patriot groups. They've invited me to come speak, too. And Patriot Group leaders to come for the biggest night of political, patriotic, and pastoral unity that has ever been seen. We will have a night of speakers, candidates, prayer, and good old-fashioned revival. We're going to forever change the way politics are done in this nation. Candidates, if you need signatures, exposure, support, prayer, you need to be here on this night. Folks, people gearing up. They're getting geared up, and this is a good sign.
A great event.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Bring your table and come early to set up. We want you to spend the evening telling everyone who you are and you're standing up for Ohio and your community. Doors open at 4:30 for setup, 5:30 for candidates pre-event huddle. Contact the Resistance Chicks for more information at massfaith33@gmail.com. MassFaith, that's MASFAITH, one word, 33@gmail.com. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Make it easier if you have questions, because people like me, I still pick up a telephone, you see.
Right.
In fact, you know, when I'm out about, I'm not on a computer, but I always have a phone close by. And what I do is I remember how to call. And that's what you do. You call Leah and Michelle Svensson at 513-607-4068. That's 513-607-4068. And tell them you heard it from Pastor, okay? All righty. Let's get into...
Pastor,
yeah.
I've got a prayer request tonight.
Okay.
Came in. A friend of mine has come down with shingles in
a
very unusual place on the face and has gotten in his eye.
Oh, boy.
And it is about as painful and uncomfortable, and there is just about nothing that can be done. And I would like prayers for Bud that God would just help him through. He's going to live, but...
Yeah, but, you know, that shingles, when it gets in the eye, a lot of times it's irreversible blindness. It's irreversible. So let's pray for it.
No,
he was talking
about how painful it was.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know Bud, but I know you do, Lord. And so we want to hold Bud up. But before we even go any further, we need, for all the folks out there, all of you out there listening to us, remember, every single one of you, you either need prayer right now or you will need. There's no doubt the time will come. Now, God makes it very clear, those that show mercy receive it. So now we need for you to join with us. It's very important that you do that. Remember, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. That's what the Word of God teaches. So listen, join with us right now as we pray for Bud. Join with us. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to hold Bud up. I don't know Bud, but we know that you do. And Lord God, we know that shingles is a very, very painful thing, and we know that it can cause blindness. So we're asking you, Lord Jesus, remember, the sign of the Messiah, the sign given to them, was that you give sight to the blind, you make the blind to see. And Lord, so we would just ask to make sure that you keep Bud's sight, Lord, that you help him, you take away the shingles. We know how painful that shingles can be. These things we ask in the name of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Let's pick it up, Joe, where we left off in Mark 13. I want you to read verses 5 through 8.
And Jesus, answering them, began to say, "Take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows."
Okay. Right now, Joe, there are some friends of mine and yours, pastors, that have, or theologians, that are actually saying that the Great Reset, and which we're in, and the tribulation are one of the same. We know that they're not one of the same. Now, we do know that this what we're seeing, what is called the Great Reset, is a prelude. That means that...
Type and shadow, and that as we get closer to the main event, types and shadows get what? Bigger and bolder.
So let's look at that for just a second. Jesus said there will be many false Christs to come. Now, just off top of our head, remember Calypso Louis Farrakhan? He was Messiah for a while until Obama came. And then when Obama came, Right. Calypso Louis said that when Obama speaks, Messiah speaks, right?
Speaks, and then Obama himself, I am the one you've been waiting for.
Yeah, I am the one you've been waiting for. Well, you see, it's the way he said it, okay? Mm-hmm. And then he said, I am the one that I've been waiting for. So in that, he's pronouncing to be Messiah. Now, okay, do you remember Sung Young Moon? He was the Messiah. He was going to be the Savior.
The Moonies, right?
Yeah, remember Lord Maitreya and Benjamin Krim?
I remember Benjamin McCrim, but not the other one.
Well, Benjamin Krim was the false prophet that was out there announcing that Lord Maitreya was soon coming. Lord Maitreya
was a prophet. Yeah.
Well, he was supposed to be Messiah. He was one of the masters. Remember, they said there were like 20 masters, and these masters, and Christ was one of them. These were like great angelic leaders. And Christ was among the 20, so Christ was one of them, and Lord Maitreya was one of them, according to Ben Krim, what he was saying. He was out there for a long time saying that. And then you had you had Oprah, remember? Oprah says that she is the source of her own salvation.
Salvation, right. And then she told the listeners that they could be the source of their own salvation.
Yeah.
We can be as gods, right?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, there's more than one way to heaven.
Yeah.
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 Well, Obama said that Christ was a savior, but he was only one of many saviors.
Many saviors.
Yeah. In other words, he was including himself in that, wasn't he? Okay, so he says here, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Have you heard of any wars lately, Joe?
Just little minor conflicts with hundreds of thousands of people dying.
You know. Yeah. Okay, and so then here he says, be you not troubled, for such things needs to be, but the end shall not be yet.
Yet.
Okay, now, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes. Have you noticed in our lifetime we've had quite a few of those earthquakes?
Earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes, all kinds of strange things.
Now, Joe, and there shall be famines, so we're going to be hitting on this tonight.
Right, that's on its way right now.
Yeah, well, because there is one that is being created. Right now, the New World Order, they're promoting famine, and they're behind all of these things, and we have an article, we'll take a look at that. Tom Rentz, one of the lawyers I've had on my radio program many times here in Ohio, he is pointing out that the very same people are behind all of these. You know, Anthony Fauci is one of those that's well known, but Bill Gates is another. But we're going to take a look at some of that.
That whole World Economic Forum.
Right. The whole
group. Yeah.
Klaus Schwab is one of the. Now, we also told you yesterday how Klaus Schwab is the one with George Soros that put Lewinsky in over there in the Ukraine.
Zelensky.
Back in 2014, there was a coup headed up by Obama.
Yeah.
And they overthrew the actual president there, and they placed Zelensky in his place. Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, I see a lot of people are not getting the whole story. We try to give you both sides of what's taking place here.
He's just a puppet.
Right. And right. So here on this radio program, you have people that are talking about, commentators, how the courage and all of this. Well, maybe he is. Maybe he's changing. We would hope that he would be for real. But the reality
is conflicts do bring out the best in people, and sometimes God puts somebody in a situation and they rise to the situation, but we have to wait and see what he does with his power.
Yeah.
Right.
But we also, we've talked about how corrupt that government was. It was a money laundering government, how it worked with the corruption here, the oligarchs here in the United States, money laundering, every kind of illegal trade was going on over there in the Ukraine. And so.
Right. And we're still sending money over there.
Yeah. Well, here. Global military spending sets new record, exceeds $2 trillion right now with what has been taking on $2 trillion already in this so-called war. Now, go ahead and pick it up and read verses 9 all the way through 9 through 13.
But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given unto you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death. The father, the son, the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Okay, now, when he was talking about this, that they shall deliver you up to councils, we see that is out with Stephen, Peter, remember? And when they were brought before the councils, the Lord's, the Holy Ghost spoke through them. Stephen and Paul and Peter, they all were, you know, spoke, had the Holy Spirit speaking through them. And then here he says, now remember, the Bible is not in chronological order. Now, we're looking here in a way that's going forward, but many places in the Bible you will be speaking, and the next verse will go back 1,000 years. It'll take you back to a place. Now, in this case, these verses are going to jump ahead at a couple thousand years here.
Right.
When he says here, okay,
he's going from what's going to happen in the very near future till the very far future.
Absolutely. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father, the son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. Now, what is happening right now, this breaking of families in this country, the splitting of family, the major thing right now that is splitting up the families?
Right,
autism,
I was just
and the
that.
Sexual gender bender thing.
Well, even more so, it's the kill shot. The kill shot. Again, I've had numerous letters. I mean, I've gotten numerous letters from grandparents telling me that their adult children, and these are people Bevan's age that went up. That went up to the public school system, got indoctrinated, went to the universities, got indoctrinated into cultural Marxism, lost whatever little faith they may have had, they lost it.
Right.
And so what are they doing? They're telling the grandparents, and I've had more grandmas crying because their children said, you can't come and see your grandchildren unless you get the kill shot, okay?
A lot of people are saying that.
Well, they call it a vax, but it's not a vax. It's like everything that's got to do with that is not. Like, for example, Planned Parenthood. It's got nothing to do with parenthood, okay? It's Planned Barrenhood. They're anti-parenthood. Just like the pro-death movement, they call themselves pro-choice. There is no baby that ever chose to have his brain sucked out while he was alive. See, it's the whole, everything on the left is built upon lies.
Yeah, they trick you with their word games, yep.
Yep, and so.
You were talking, we've also for years, the cultural Marxism has been trying to turn the control of the children over to the state, separate the children from their parents. And this verse 12 talks about that culmination, but even going back verse 10, the interesting part about that, the gospel must be published among all nations. And I believe we did something last year that there was only one language left in the world that did not have a Bible printed in that language. And I believe it was something like the Pygmies or something from Africa was the last group of people known in the world that didn't have...
No, that was California.
Well, they had one. They decided to throw it away.
Mm. Well, all of America is throwing it away.
All right.
That's what we need to return to God in order to save our country.
Yep, you're right.
That is something unique. We are now almost all nations in the world can grab a Bible and read it in their own language. It's been quite a process. So that, to me, tells me we're very close.
Okay, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, there are those that try to use that verse to try to say that that means you can lose your salvation. What does Joe say?
No, that doesn't. But that he shall endure to the end, meaning that we, once we're saved, we're always saved, but we still endure means we're going to have to put up with some bad things.
That he will endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Okay, so that could be reworded. Those that are saved will endure to the end, huh?
To the end, right.
Okay, so that's actually what's taking place there. And so here, but when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not be, let him that readeth understand, and let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither into therein to take away anything out of the house. Now, over the centuries, we have seen numerous times where the abomination of desolation, not the abomination, but abominations were in the temple. In fact, if you go back to, well, in 597 B.C., Nebuchadnezzar, remember what he did? He went into the temple, he went into the Holy of Holies, took all of the things that were in there, all of the
valuables.
The different vials and everything that was in there, the chalices and everything. He took all the silver and gold, and so he looted the temple. And then, if you go back to in 168 B.C., Antiochus Epiphanes, he sacrificed a sow. He took it into the temple and he sacrificed a sow to on the altar in there. And so, and then if you go back over in Daniel 27, remember what we saw that, and remember how the Lord Jesus had prophesied that the temple was going to be torn down. We started out talking about that, and 6 years after he prophesied that that happened. Okay, so here, when in AD 38, just a few years after Jesus gave the warning that we just read, Caligula made plans to put his own statue up in the temple. Now, this statue that we're talking about here, the abomination of desolation, is what? It's a false statue that the false prophet puts in there. And then what does the false prophet do with that statue? He brings
causes us to worship it.
Well, he brings it to life.
All people, yeah.
That brings it to life.
Now, let me ask you something. Okay, do we have the technology now to make very lifelike statues?
Yes.
I can't think of the word, but Walt Disney created the lifelike. I remember as a child watching Abraham Lincoln speak to me.
All right,
there
when
was
you
a word, out of electronic
the holograms or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you've ever gone down, if you've ever gone to see the Ark, there on the Ark they've got these robots that are very, very lifelike, very lifelike, and one of them especially. Of this lady, a woman who was supposed to be using a broom, one of the people that was with us thought for sure this is really a person pretending to be a robot, not a robot pretending. And so he got up very close and he was taking pictures. And then when I looked over there, I could see the camera in her eye. There was cameras there placed in the eye, but they're very like. And so today through technology. Here, the Antichrist is going to appear to be omnipotent and omnipresent and omniscient, and he can do that through technology.
That's, right.
Okay, but now, There's a difference, though, you see. Does he have unlimited power or not?
No.
No. Who limits his power?
God.
God limits the power, so...
Yeah, God is in control ultimately.
Okay, so, boy, it's hard. It's hard to be an enemy when the enemy controls your what you can do, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's odd. It's definitely odd.
Now he goes on to say, but woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. That's women. Now here he's speaking to the Jewish people. Now they were going to be, remember, the Jews were the first Christians. They were converted. Now, and pray that your flight not be in the winter, for in those days shall be affliction that was not from the beginning of creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall there be, except the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he has shortened the days. Now remember what they were going to do. They had the temple rebuilt, and they brought the sacrifice. They were going to be back under the law of Moses there.
Right. What they planned.
What they had planned, but here did, of course, the Lord Jesus made it very clear. Today in Israel, when I was in Israel, I ran into groups of professing Orthodox Jews. These were professing Orthodox Jews, and they were very short when it comes. In other words, they said, yes, Jesus Christ is Messiah. That's very, very clear, and they realize that he is Messiah, and they know that it's Jesus Christ that's coming back. But then at the same time, they say that he is the great rabbi and that he keeps the law and that they have to adhere to the laws of Moses and they continually speak as we are the sons of Abraham. Okay, now, we took a look yesterday about the difference between the seed of Abraham and the sons of Abraham.
Okay.
And out of Zechariah, when we take a look at those one third, Joe, out of 13, starting verse 7, the remnant that will be saved, the one third, those are the sons of Abraham.
Right.
And the Apostle Paul mentions in Romans chapter 9 the difference between the seed of Abraham in Lord and the sons, and Jesus does the same thing in John chapter 8. So now.
Well, we just saw here in verse 20. Whom he hath chosen, we, those of us that are born-again believers, were all chosen, predestined, you know. And he's saying the same thing will happen with the remnant of the Jews.
Yep.
Those he has chosen.
But for the elect's sake, in other words, he hath chosen, whom he hath chosen, he has shortened. So he's talking about predestination, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Look, God is always consistent. If he did that with the born-again believers, he's doing that with the Jews that will become converted there in the last days of the tribulation.
Okay, we got to stop there, and we're going to a break. We'll be back right after this.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Remember me, or am I just a number? Who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for foreign aid? Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. Well, even though you'd rather. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin?
thinking that you care what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you. Well, I'll remember.
I'll remember.
In November.
In November.
As I step into the little booth, I'll remember.
You hear that, you rhinos? It's safari time for you. We've
right.
we've had it with the rhinos. We've tired of being betrayed out there. So that's right. And we're going to, well, now we have Bev in here. And we're going to vet her. We're going to find out where she stands on all of the issues. So to know if she's the kind of person we could vote for. But, you know, Jan Porter. She's heading for D.C. She's sure of it. She's going to get there, and she's going to want.
Yeah, I hope she does.
She wants some help to be there with her, and you know what? She says she's going to go right after those hussies from hell. Okay,
that's right.
You're going to run them out.
That's right.
And they hiss to me. My hat that I wear says "Americanized Jesus" when I was down there. We spent a week in walking the halls of Congress trying to help out some of the Mountain Yard people from Vietnam that had made it over here and trying to get them because terrible things were happening. And who comes down the hallway but the squat?
Oh.
And we call them the hussies from hell. But anyhow, they walked by, there was hissing, they didn't like my hat. I don't think they like me, and I'm a nice fella. Anyhow, so now let's vet her, Joe. Let's start with from A, and we'll start with abortion. Okay, now the left tells you that abortion is a constitutional right. That's what the Antichrist Communist Party, and that's what Joe Obama Biden says. But what does God say about abortion?
That it's wrong, that it would be murder.
Aha, it's murder, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what does he say? Does he say that you'd be better off to have a millstone, which weighs...
Tied around your neck.
And dropped in the sea, right?
Lake, yeah.
Is that a good thing?
Is that a good thing?
No,
I don't imagine so.
So then how would Bevin vote when it comes to abortion?
I would be pro-life.
I mean, would you ready to get out there and really scrap and fight?
I am. I think, you know, I mean, that's one of the ways I think that we will continue to have God's protection over America is to protect innocent life.
Okay, so now in the Bible, of all the, you know, maybe we'll vet Joe too, see if he knows some of the answers, okay? Of all of the punishments in God's Word, the Bible, he brought the harshest punishment on people for doing what? Not voting for Democrats. I know what you mean.
It was the abomination of sodomites. He had them killed, but then
and Gomorrah.
Innocent blood.
It was the sacrificing of the children where he brought the harsh. And what was the harshest punishment brought? They were reduced to cannibalism at one point. Okay.
The eating their own flesh.
That's right. Now that's a harsh punishment. Okay.
Wow.
And so. So we know abortion is murder, and anyone and everyone that says it's a constitutional right and it's not murder is a liar, and there's no truth in them, huh?
Right.
Okay, would you tell that to those politicians there in D.C.?
I will.
Would you get right in their face and tell them?
I'll get right in their face.
All right, now, let's go to B. Border, the border. Now, let's ask Bevan this, and let's test her, Joe. Hey, Bevan, when a nation is invaded by foreigners, when they're invaded, is that an act of socialism, or is that an act of war?
I think almost it's a combination of both. Well, I mean, there's a war right now at our border going on.
It's an act of war.
We need the military to fix this right now.
The problem of it is we don't have a military.
Right.
Our military, now the soldiers are for us, the soldiers, but unfortunately...
Right, but their leader is not.
Right, they're not. They're yes men appointed by Obamanation, the man of sin. Millie and this Austin, I don't trust them as far as you can throw them. They're not with us.
Correct.
They're much more engaged in, and by the way...
High heels and...
Drag queens. I mean, they're... Well, tell them, Joe. You know all about that.
They have an agenda, for sure, and it's not helping us.
Right. And so the border is an act of war. We've got to stop what's coming in. America is bleeding. She's bleeding. Okay. We've got to stop the hemorrhaging. This country will not survive 3 more years of Joe Biden. It won't. Okay.
I agree with that.
And so we need to pray that God will take him out. Okay. Remove him, okay?
Right, and remove these people on May 3rd in the primaries here in Ohio.
The rhinos?
All the rhinos, and start putting some people in that are going to help us.
All right, and so, and I believe you feel pretty much that you're running against a rhino that holds that office now, is that right?
I am. I'm running against a rhino right now who's been in office about a decade. You know, and I'm not a politician, I'm just a regular person, but I am looking to bring some accountability to Washington. You know, I'm not looking to go make friends there. I want to draft some impeachment paperwork for the Biden-Harris administration, and like you're talking about, these deliberate attacks on America, they're violating their oath of office.
Absolutely. It's, again, we need people that's going to stand their ground and not... And let me tell you something, too, okay? With all of what is taking place, everything that's happening right now, what we have coming, we would not have had. Now, look, the Bible says a dog returns to its vomit and a sow to her mire. Do you know what that means?
We kind of like our own.
It means trash. You can expect a dog to be a dog. You can expect a sow to be a sow. You can expect a Democrat to be a Democrat, okay?
A traitor to be a traitor.
Now, the Democrats today are not like they used to be, okay? They're a whole different. There really aren't any really Democrats left. These are deathocrats. These are cultural Marxists. The Democrats, most of the real Democrats left there. They've gone and... They've,
Tulsi Gabbard, maybe. I mean, she's pretty. She's all right.
And so here... This is what you have out there. Now, you expect them to be that. But now, the rhinos are what caused this. Those that did not stand with President Trump. Those that betrayed him. There were a few that stood with him. Mike Pence betrayed Trump. He betrayed America. He betrayed himself. He knew that he should not certify that election. He knew that.
Right.
There were people standing in front of him that had all kinds of evidence of corruption. And Mike Pence sold us. Mike Pence wants to run for president.
No way.
He's going nowhere.
Now, those flags will burn real quick.
There were others that were a huge disappointment, and I want people to remember this and remind them. Tom Cotton was one. I always thought Tom Cotton was good. Tom Cotton didn't stand with President Trump.
Right.
I always liked Marsha Blackburn. I always thought so much of her. She, too, refused to stand with President Trump. So only a handful. The rhinos, those people there, now I'm not calling those two right. I don't categorize them as rhinos. But they failed us. They did not stand with President Trump when it counted, when it really counted, okay?
Right.
And so...
with the Americans on January 6th, labeling them as insurrectionists you know, like one of my opponents. So
yeah, okay. Yeah. So now, and one of your opponents did not stand with President Trump either. Okay.
Correct. Correct.
So, and that's the opponent that's in the 14th congressional district, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, Pastor, when you were
don't mention this. She's not going to mention his name because if she did, Joe, Dave Joyce could get upset. So we'll just not.
Okay, we won't do that. A minute ago, you were talking about the Democrat will be a Democrat. Just today, Biden unveils his plan to deal with this new massive migrant surge. Quote, our objective continues to be the safe, orderly, and humane processing of non-citizens. In other words, the whole plan is to process them into the country as fast as they can. And read a long article on it, but they're going to have six pillars in this new thing. But if you look at them, they're really doing nothing. They're going to tell the smugglers that the border isn't open, but it is. They're going to give huge amounts of our money to non-governmental organizations to aid the migrants to help because they don't have enough manpower in the Department of Homeland Security and the Border Patrol. So that's the whole plan. We're going to bring in a whole bunch of NGOs, give them a lot of money to process all the immigrants. Oh,
wow.
Illegal immigrants.
No, Joe, you see, look, here's reality. Let's go to reality. Joe Biden is purposely bringing in known terrorists into this country. He's bringing in people. He's getting them out. The time will come when he's going to need these people for an insurrection. He's going to need these people to start burning down cities, start blowing up power plants. Remember, Biden...
gangs and terrorists and all the riffraff, just like Hitler did, started creating havoc in Germany, turned these criminals loose against the people, and...
I don't believe a whole lot about what the Red Chinese say. But one thing I do agree, when they said, and that when they came out and said, look, we own those that are in charge in America. They belong to us. We own the leadership in America. Joe Biden is bought and paid for. He's owned by the Chinese. He's owned by the Chinese. And also,
I think we call him China Joe.
Okay.
Yeah. They have someone in, like, every area of government, every sector.
His job is to reduce America to third world status. His job is to reduce us to Venezuela, North Korea status. That's what Joe Biden's job is to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, he's been doing a pretty good job. Abomination is pulling the sports strings and instructing him. But Joe's doing exactly what his handlers are telling him to do.
Okay? And that's tyranny, yeah.
It is absolute tyranny. Okay,
they should be held accountable, all of them. Everybody in Congress right now should be trying to impeach Biden right now.
I've got an article right here. Well, it's because, first of all, look, let's just say that you're in a town and there's some people breaking the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
But see, in this town, you don't have a sheriff's department or you don't have a court system, so they break the law. But what are you going to do? Because you've got no court.
Right.
So we don't have it.
They own the law, the court, the Justice Department, the investigators, the police. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Merrick Garland is a dirty cop. He's bought and paid for.
China.
The FBI, again, is really just a part of the Democratic Communist Collective. They're no longer an independent, okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so we've lost these. So we
need
this
to
is why... We've got to get somebody in. We've got to get the White House back. We got to take the Senate and Congress back. Remember what one of the reasons JFK was killed was because he wanted to do away with the CIA.
Yeah.
And so,
that's a good move, though.
Reagan
we need
wanted
to get rid
to
of
do,
a lot of all those.
Yeah. Reagan wanted to also do away with the CIA. They've become very, very corrupt, okay? They're a rogue
and
operation.
Powerful.
Right.
They are, yeah.
And all over they cause problems all over the world. So here, I've got an article here. Is Obama about to legally slither back as president, right? Ever since Barack Hussein Obama recently visited to the White House, in which he was given the star treatment, while Joe Obama Biden was seemingly ignored as he wandered aimlessly. There has been talk that Biden's presidency is over and that Abomination himself could slither his way back into the Oval Office. Although the 22nd Amendment precludes Obama from being elected to the office, a self-admitting wild theory proliferated an American thinker could have given him reigning, could have him reigning the presidency by another legal route. Obama's aiming to get back to the Oval Office, asserts Andrea Weilberg. My promise is that Obama fully understands that if Biden is ousted immediately under the 25th Amendment, there are only two idiots and incompetents to take his place. Obama came to the White House today to immediately get mobbed, and no one wanted to talk to Biden. Now, if it's not Kamala, I call her camel hair, then it's Nancy Pelosi. And if not her, then Patrick Leahy. Oh, boy, you talk about... It goes down the line here. Now, instead, there are three steps to return Obama to the presidency. One, have the Democratic establishment remove Kamala Harris from office, whether through threats or bribes. She's got no idea what she's doing. They give her a big mansion someplace, she'll take it and leave. Two, have the Democrats declare that because world instability, the Ukraine, Putin, China, so on, puts an unprecedented risk, only a politically seasoned person can be vice president, with Obama graciously accepted that role. Oust Biden using the 25th Amendment and Viola, President Obamination, again. We can even have Stacey Abrams as his veep. This is one of their,
Yeah, she's a big one, too.
Okay, so.
That sounds like a late-night horror movie. speaking of Kamala, the quadruple vax Kamala has got COVID. I'm wondering why she didn't take her fifth booster. I'm sorry to do that.
I know, they're pushing that next booster,
too. She's only had four shots, so, poor kid's got COVID.
Well, we did that article last night. In fact, we're going to be doing something here a little later on. We're going to play a clip. But the vast majority of people that are dying from the COVID are those that have been vaxxed.
Correct. Amen.
The vast majority. Now, you're not going to hear that because here's Moderna's COVID vaccines are injecting toxic lab-grade SM-102 into people, okay? This is it's a poison. And so here, again, and by the way, they did a study with pregnant women who miscarried. All of these that had taken the vax, 100% of those tested miscarried, 100%.
Wow.
And we're talking about thousands of them.
I believe it. Last year in February, my dad got one dose of Moderna, and he died within 2 weeks. He didn't even live to make it to his second shot. And so, I'm a strong proponent for medical freedom.
I get
freedom.
Letters every day from people across this country telling me, thank you for telling us about this. And they tell me the same thing. One fellow wrote that he was the only one in his family that's still alive. His entire family took the kill shot, and they're died. They all died, afterward.
No.
And they're dropping dead right now, especially these young
kids
athletes.
Kids are, heart attacks and
but
all
it's
kinds
being,
of problems.
But it's being censored in the fake news media. The fake news media is told by Big Pharma, do not talk about this. Do not talk about it.
Right.
And you know what?
We brought it up last night. How many that, even with that VAERS system with only 1% or 2% reporting, those thousands of people dying, even when they're trying to hide it. So if you multiply it by 10, we've got a disaster out there.
We do.
Correct, yeah. And they try to normalize it, like with saying, kids are going to pass out or this and that.
Well, here's an article right here. Social media platforms facing, this is by the New American, facing lawsuits for suicides, mental health issues among young users. Okay. The parents of a 17-year-old boy who killed himself in 2015 have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. The suit claims that the social media companies knowingly get kids addicted to their platforms, even though the companies know it will lead some to take their own lives.
Wow.
Sadly,
wow.
That young man is not the only such case. And other parents are also suing social media companies. Chris and Donna Dolly of Salem, Wisconsin, filed the suit earlier this month, along with Social Media Victims Law Center. That's the Social Media Victims Law Center. Describes itself as working to hold social media companies legally accountable for the harm they inflict on vulnerable users. The Dollies turn to the social media lawsuit companies after 7 years of trying to figure out what happened to their son, Christopher James. Well, let's take a look at this. Let's go from there now. The public fool system. For 50 years, yeah. I've been telling you, if you love your kids, get them out of the public schools. If you love your kids, get them out of there. Get them out of there. Okay, now, why have we been telling you that? Because of cultural indoctrination, cultural Marxism. One of the things that's happening with these mask mandates, making the children wear masks. Now, you were there with me when we went to the school board right out there in West Geauga.
And, right.
And we went in there. And
Board of Education, all of it.
Board of Education. Now, why? Why were they doing it? I think you got to put your mic a little closer to you because I'm going to turn you up just a little bit here so I can hear you a little better here. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
No, but we went in there. Why are they doing it? Well, they were getting money. They were getting tons of big money to put the masks on the children. Now, it's an interesting thing because do you know what one profession more than any other profession either homeschools, sends their children to private or Christian schools more than any other profession?
Teachers, is that right?
That's right. Public education.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Public educators, you know, they send their children where they don't have to put cover and hide their face, right?
And
they had a lot of power. If they would have stood up for all that masking and against those unconstitutional mandates, I think a lot of this never would have happened.
They didn't. They got money.
They didn't. Yeah, they got money. But now we see that court in Florida declared it unconstitutional. And
right.
So we were right. It wasn't a popular view. You know, we weren't very well liked, but we were sticking up for what was right.
We knew what was right from the beginning because God's Word, the Bible, made it very clear that you did not, okay, dishonor the image of God, that be a man. With mm-hmm. these children, you have to understand children, see. How do you recognize someone? By their face, right?
Right, right.
Okay. And how do you tell if someone's happy or if someone's sad or somebody's angry? Okay, it's either by they smiling or if they're not smiling, if they're grimacing.
Yeah.
And see, now when you cover the little children's faces up, they can't understand. They don't know that. They don't, when you're talking to someone, they don't know if that person's happy with them. They don't know if they're, and it's confusing. So you add that. You take a little child and you tell them that, you know, you may not really be a boy. You may be a girl in a boy's body, or you may be a boy in a girl's body. and so you confuse the children, and then you tell them that because you're white, you're a racist. And we are coming up to a break. We're going to be back right after this with a whole lot more. And we'll find out if we can vote for Bevin. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.